Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. When I lead strategic planning retreats, one of the most grandiose points of anger I hear from employees is, I don't have enough airtime with my supervisor. We talk fleetingly in the hall, sidebars, and meetings, but I want alone time, and I don't get it. This, I believe, is a failing of the manager, not of the employee. My belief, a closed-door one-on-one meeting is the single greatest gift a manager can give a direct report. It makes them feel important and valued. How frequently should you hold them? I think one time per month, no less. Give them enough time to be meaningful. 45 to 60 minutes per one-on-one should work. Hey, look, if you've got 4 or 5 or 6 direct reports, you can afford 4 to 6 hours per month with the most important people in your business life. And these meetings will actually free up other time so they make time for themselves. So let's make this simple, formulaic, and formatted. If you're listening to this podcast through my site, you're going to find a link to the one-on-one worksheet that you can print and use. If you're listening elsewhere, please go to my site, soarwitheagles.com, and in the search box, search for one-on-one worksheet. Here's what it is. It's 2 pages, and it has 11 points on it that allows you to cover with your direct reports the most important things that occupy their time during the month. And in each one-on-one, you don't have to cover all 11, but this gives you a checklist of things to make sure you forget nothing. Let me give you some examples. First one is, what progress have I made since our last one-on-one? What did you agree on in the last one-on-one that you said you'd do by this one so you get an immediate checkpoint? Second, information about our customers and clients. That's important. Second, information about my direct reports. So the people who report to your direct reports, what's going on with them? Next is about my peers, people on their same level. Fourth is about vendors and suppliers. Fifth is about internal operation issues. What can we do better? What are we doing poorly? Next is, how can we improve our company? All the ways. Next is leadership from me. What are the things that they appreciate that I do, and what are the things that I do that hinder their ability to perform their job well? Changes I need to consider making. Another is personal issues that are affecting your direct report that I, as supervisor, should be made aware of. Next is what my supervisor, me, thinks about my performance. So this allows me to evaluate the ways they performed in the last 30 days. And lastly is what I commit to doing by our next one-on-one 30 days from now. So you map it out. Every one-on-one is a closed loop. So there you have it, a simple guideline to help you connect with your team. I know that you and your team members will get great value out of using it. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.